Hello, welcome to The American Pulse. I'm your host, Tony Rezac. This is a show that seeks to listen, express, and amplify the voice of the American people, no matter where you live in this great nation. We are unabashedly pro-humanity, pro-freedom, and pro-America. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning in to The American Pulse. It's one of the things that we all gravitate towards. Life, inspiration, wisdom, clarity. These qualities are our birthright as we navigate the narrative minefield that are the times that we live in. And I thank God every day that there are voices like my guest today. Voices that carry the word and a resonance with the human heart. If all you do for yourself and your family is find alignment with the wisdom keepers for the collective human heart, you will be shown a new and glorious future. I promise you. Humanity is waking up. This revival includes people of all races, ages, creeds, and religions. It also includes all classes of people from all backgrounds. The resonance of the truth spoken by leaders of the human spirit carries information for an awakening human tribe. For those that aren't aware, we the people have been activated. We are united in our message, and we have our true spiritual leaders like my guest today. Enjoy the interview. Today's episode is brought to you by The Renton Printery. From huge outdoor banners to small hard hat decals, The Renton Printery produce top quality, customizable, full color decals, business cards, letterhead, envelopes, signs, table tents, and more. The Renton Printery is a small, independent, veteran-owned business since 1957. For all your printing needs, go to www.rentonprintery.com. And now, on to our episode. My guest today is American James Dixon. James is an inspiring leader, a CEO and keynote speaker who's going to be our keynote speaker at our Lincoln Day dinner right here in Seattle on May 3rd. Here is my interview with James Dixon. All right, I am here with James Dixon, American and entrepreneur, CEO, keynote speaker. James Dixon, James, welcome to the American Pulse. It is great to have you on the show.
I'm honored to be on the show. Thank you so much for the privilege and the honor to share faith, thoughts, concepts, and ideas to make the world a better place.
I love it. You know, we are completely thrilled to have you as our keynote speaker at our Lincoln Day dinner coming up on May 3rd. We're going to be publishing this before that, right away, actually, so people get a chance. It's selling out. They heard you're coming, and it's selling like crazy. We don't have that many tickets left, which is super exciting. There's a big buzz. And I guess I just wanted to start, like, you know, what had you excited to come out and speak to King County? We have been a traditional Kennedy and King Democrat area, but the tide is shifting right now. I think more people are consider themselves independent, and we live in this time right now when people are not quite sure which way the wind's blowing, and there's a lot of confused Democrats that don't like the direction of the Democrat Party, but maybe they don't feel safe to come all the way over. And I guess I just wanted to start by getting your thoughts. Why are you maybe excited to come out and talk to the base here in King County?
I think I was uniquely made for this conversation. If there has ever been a person who's the right fit for it, I think it's me. Being that the fact that I've seen nothing but generations of traditional Democrats, but the Democratic Party shifted on us. What happens when the entire belief system that you have moves and the people that say we're still with you are bringing in ideas and concepts that work against your belief system? I represent a whole lot of things, but one thing I don't represent is confusion. I come from a Democratic background of a Black family that has had the concept of the idea that all we ever wanted was the opportunity to compete on equal ground. Now, equality means something different, not advantage, but equality. And when the nation shifted its concept of what it meant to be democratic, of course, we shifted as well. I think that's what we're going to see, a gathering of people who have made a shift, and now we're finding our own footing here.
That's great. Are you seeing it in your travels? Is this a sea change that you can see happening all over the place?
In every city, whether it be African-American community, whether it be Asian community, there's a unifying concept with the idea that we want something different. It's almost like the precursors to a revolution, but one that is extremely peaceful and thoughtful, where people are like, what's next? Because they don't want to be in confusion. The last thing people want is more conflict and trying to argue over genders. How many genders are there? That's not where we are.
Yeah.
People say the word woke, but woke has never meant that your eyes were open to see certain things. Woke has to do the ideas that I have had a great awakening. It's an internal discussion that happens that you end up sharing externally to your family to lead them in a better path. And I don't think we've ever been in a better place than to see so many people opening their eyes and seeing truth.
That's beautiful, James. You know, I can hear the truth in your voice. And, you know, when you and I were younger, to me, like I was a proud Democrat. I was a Kennedy liberal. And because when I was younger, I grew up in a working class town. Everybody was a Democrat. Like the Republican Party, when you and I grew up, it was the country club white guy party. And the Democrats were the cool, like, diverse party of everybody. So naturally, I grew up in working class and then lived in New York City for a long time. But now it's not, the Democrat Party is so twisted with weird narratives about, to your point earlier, what is a man? Is there such thing as men and women? And all their hate America, hate who you are kind of rhetoric that they spin, that by default, the Republican Party has become the people's party where you can be yourself, hold American values. Yeah, there's going to call you a lot of names that you switch parties or whatever. But to me, anyways, it now represents the hope and the people's party and the party of optimism and a bright future. And I don't know if that sounds radical to you or not, but to me, it makes a lot of sense right now that more and more people are looking for a place to land.
I'm going to take you on a journey right quick. First of all, when you think of the Black community, most people think that we're shifting now. The truth is, we were always Republican. We began Republican. We shifted when Dr. King asked us to shift and go with him, with Kennedy, for the Civil Rights Act. It just so happened both died before they could continue the pace. And without a leadership, the body was grabbed by a group of people who claimed it and told us that the party switched. The traditional Democrat told us that they were there fighting for us, and that wasn't the truth, because it was the Democrats who had us in slavery. It was the Republicans who were fighting for us. Somehow, though, the perception became that the Reagan-era guy was the white guy that was just holding us back. And we had leaders step up like Jesse Jackson, who said, listen, I am showing you the right way, but the truth is it was all personal ambition. Who would have known that these gentlemen who walked stepping, line in step, and at the hand in hand with Dr. King would switch the party in such a way that it would not have gotten his endorsement? What we believe is that if that perception that it was a white man's sport is a lie. This thing is a human sport. It's one that the game, it shouldn't even be called a game, because what we're looking at is there's a need for people to have truth again. Man, allow me to raise my family. Help me to support to bring fathers back into a community. Yes, we've grown a great deal as a country. And I think more than anything, we're back to our biblical principles, biblical influence principles, where we are acknowledging the fact that a man and woman together can do better raising a children or family or community than by themselves. The Black community suffered greatly under those principles. And now we're trying to make a comeback, call it a revival.
I love it. I love it, man. I'm here for it. You know, there's a lot of, you know, one thing is you hear this call for unification. How do we unify Americans? All the while staring at a mainstream media megaphone that just wants to keep blaring lies, confusion, shame, fear at us. And there's a lot of people that I know that I know you're not somebody that hides out. I can tell by your voice and your presence, but there's a lot of people that maybe feel the way that you and I do in this conversation, but they've been sort of, for lack of a better word, they're hiding. They don't want to speak out because they don't want maybe their neighbor or the other soccer mom to know that they're really resonating with this other truth that maybe wasn't approved by the left in the past 10 years. And so I think you have this situation, and Republicans too sometimes are not exactly, you know, standing up and saying, hey, we need to unify. What would be your message to Americans who maybe have been hiding out, no matter where their political orientation is right now, and kind of waiting for Donald Trump to save them or Robert Kennedy Jr. to save them? What would you say to ordinary Americans who maybe have been sitting on their own awakening and not coming out of the closet, so to speak, to kind of help the narrative along?
Every time I get on the plane, I'm given the same instruction. In case of turbulence, an oxygen mask will drop. Grab it and place it on yourself first. And the question begs, is it selfish for me to put the oxygen mask on myself when I have dependents beside me? Should I secure them and then worry about me last? The idea is that if you don't survive and if you don't protect you, then how do you protect anyone else? And it comes back to the same thing when it comes to our political and our beliefs here. We must put the oxygen mask on ourselves so that we can breathe. And that deep breath is life, and life inspires, and life is about leaving a legacy. And if you can't take another breath, it's the end of life. And the only way to extend life is for us to extend ourselves to do something for someone else, because there will come a day when my name is no longer impactful or powerful in the earth, unless I do something that extends to touch my neighbor's life. I think this is where we are. My neighbor is now my brother. I'm no longer concerned about his race. I'm concerned about where his mindset is. I don't want to be known as your black friend. I want to be known as your brother because I've been a friend. When you need me, I'm there. If your trash can is left out, I'm the one that picks it up, stands it upright, puts it in your yard because I saw you missed it. If I see that your yard hasn't been cut in a while, I'm the guy that will cut it, because that is the principle of America, where we watch out for each other. I'm not watching to see, are you legal or illegal? I'm watching to see if you have character and integrity. I'm watching to see if you care for one another. And these are principles that show up in the way that we treat each other. The mainstream media would make us more divisive. I need you to put on your oxygen mask to keep living. But I also need you to allow me to take flight with you and not look at me so differently because of the skin, but see me as the same because we're both going in the same direction.
I love it. Man, I cannot wait to have you in town and to be in the room with you. And also, we're going to have Captain William Swenson, a Medal of Honor recipient that you connected us with. It's going to be just a fantastic evening. There's only a few tickets left, but is there anything else you want to close with?
I do. I've got a special message coming from Dr. Alveda King. Beautiful. The niece of Martin Luther King. I've got a message from Angela Stanton King, the adopted niece from as well. I'm bringing messages from them because I want to inspire a county. There's so much, there are many times where you might feel like you're alone and feeling isolated. I've been there. But then what I found, that the moment I came off of mute and I began to have a voice, people said, turn the volume up. Tell us more about how we can work together. Be bigger than just your own inspiration or your own head frame. You need to be able to speak to the heart of others. When we gather together, when I see you, I'm going to hug on you. I'm going to love on you. I'm going to encourage you. But I'm also going to challenge you to be more so we can serve more.
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah, I cannot wait. I know everybody's super excited. We were grateful that you had said yes to the opportunity to come and be in our presence and just to share your wisdom. So we're only 2 short weeks away, so can't wait. Take good care until then, and we'll see you when you get here in Seattle on May 3rd.
Thank you so much, guys. Please grab those tickets. You do not want to miss the opportunity to encourage your bloodline, not just you.
Well, I can't say the final word any better than fellow American Jared Sessler, CEO of HomeTask and a recent candidate for U.S. Congress. Hope to see you all at the Lincoln Day dinner.
Hey, King County, Jared Sessler here. I hope you're doing great. King County is the largest county in the state, as you know, and has the biggest opportunity to activate and recruit great people that vote and protect our natural rights. King County Republicans have new leadership, and they are fired up and ready to work for you. I'll be in King County May 3rd for a dinner they're hosting at Salty's on Alki, and I want you to join me in support of the King County Republican Party. I'll be there. James Dixon is an amazing speaker, and he's going to bring an inspiring message that night. You don't want to miss it. King County Republican Party is the new America First Party, and they're going head-to-head with the woke and broke agenda coming out of Olympia. This is your opportunity to jump in. If you can't join us for dinner, then make a contribution to the King County Republican Party. We all know they're doing the work that we all know needs to get done in order to rescue our beautiful state. Thank you. See you on May 3rd. And I can't wait to have some of that great Salty's food. God bless you.